From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. In central Syria Thursday, two bombs rocked the central village of Mukharram al-Fakani. Initial reports say at least six people were killed and dozens wounded. It's under government control and lies between Homs and Palmyra. Wednesday, the U.S. and Russia brokered a 48-hour ceasefire over the Syrian city of Aleppo, where fighting there has left nearly 300 civilians dead in the past 2 weeks. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says that applies to all parts of Syria.
We expect all the parties to the cessation of hostilities to fully abide by the renewed cessation in Aleppo. That means the regime and the opposition alike. And we also expect them to live by the cessation throughout the country, pursuant to the terms that were arrived at and agreed upon in Munich in February of this year.
Meanwhile, the UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs, Jeremy Feltman, is addressing an emergency session of the UN Security Council in Syria, said the truce in Aleppo is urgent.
Aleppo is increasingly becoming a shell of what it once was. Government aerial bombardment of the city over the last 2 weeks represents some of the worst of the war. Opposition shelling of government-controlled neighborhoods has also led to death and destruction. There's a clear danger that these attacks and counterattacks would continue to escalate and even spread beyond Aleppo.
You'll get more details on that story at voanews.com. Bangladesh's Supreme Court Thursday rejected an appeal of the death sentence given to Islamist Party leader Mahathir Rahman Niazami for crimes against during the 1971 independence struggle, meaning he could be hanged at any time in the coming days. VOA News. With the Republican presidential nomination all but clinched, Donald Trump is beginning a search for a running mate to join him in the general election race. Trump is putting together a committee to help him make his vice presidential choice. Ohio Governor John Kasich dropped out of the race on Wednesday, abandoning a bid to force an open vote at the Republican convention in July should Trump fail to achieve a majority of the party's delegates. Trump is likely to face former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in November's general election, but Clinton has not clinched the Democratic nomination and still has one challenger in the race. A number of polls show Clinton favored to beat Trump by several points if the November vote were to take place now. An Australian citizen suspected of being a top recruiter for the Islamic State terrorist group has been killed in a U.S. airstrike in Iraq. The Australian Attorney General George Brandeis told reporters Thursday that the Melbourne native Neil Prakash died in an airstrike in Mosul on April 29th.
We should be gladdened by this news because Prakash was the most dangerous Australian we knew of. We shouldn't be complacent either that this is by no means the end of the struggle against ISIL. It's by no means the case that Prakash was the only dangerous Australian in the Middle East who was trying to reach back to Australia.
Brandeis adds that Prakash was actively involved in recruiting terrorists, appearing in IS propaganda videos, and was linked to a number of terrorist plots in Australia. Brandeis says Prakash was also encouraged so-called lone wolf attacks against the United States. The European Commission has unveiled details of a plan to deal with the growing migrant refugee crisis brought on by war and poverty in other parts of the world. The European Commission Vice President Frans Timmermans said Wednesday it includes a fairness mechanism requiring nations to accept a set number of refugees or pay a de facto fine.
Whenever a member state has to face a disproportionate number of asylum applications, responsibility for new applicants of all nationalities will be transferred to other member states. Once the pressure is relieved, that member state will again take responsibility for new applicants. All member states will be required to contribute and show solidarity.
That plan, however, has drawn immediate fire from Central and Eastern European nations that have defied previous calls from the EU for all members to accept a share of the refugees. Alberta, Canada, declared a state of emergency Wednesday as crews frantically held back wildfires there that already torched more than 1,600 homes and other buildings in Canada's main oil sand city of Fort McMurray. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.